Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the third shir in the sugya of Nasan Huvi Amrahi. In the previous shir, we explained the Rashba, why the Rashba brought two reasons for the psul of Amrahi. One is because all the lekuchim are tluyim bo. He has to do the Amira and the Nesina. And that's because of two reasons. One is because he has to bring her into his rishus, and two, he has to make the mice into a mice kinyan of kedushin. And then we said, okay, but in the arev case that doesn't apply, because in the arev case where he's mekadesh shem b'din arev, she says, give money to that person, I'll be married to you. So in such a case, there is no kesef kinyan. The Rashba says he's marrying her with a hana. So therefore the Rashba has to come on to another reason. You know why? There he has to do the amira. There he has to do the amira so that the edim are made on a ma'aseh kedushin. So if that's true, we asked at the end of the previous shir, we asked a great question. Then why isn't the second reason enough? That's where we left off. And again, this is the third shir. First shir we presented the kashas. The second shir we present at the beginning of the Mahalach, and now we continue again based on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagon HaGadol Harav Rafael Moshe Luria Zechat Tzadik Livrachin, as a Sefer Shiurim in Kedushin and Simon Yud. So he writes as follows: V'nir da tam shkosev ha-Rashba davi mekadish below Eidim Einu shaychel mekadish medin arev. That this reason the Rashba brings of mekadish below Eidim, that's the problem. If he doesn't do the Amira, so they didn't witness a proper ma'aseh kedushin, that's only shayich in the case of mekadesh medin arev, and therefore that reason will not suffice for always, that we always need his amira al mekadesh below edim, because it only works in the arev, it only applies to the arev case. Why is that? The Beis Shmuel in Simon Lamed Gimel Sif Katan Beis wanted to say that by kedushay bia, it doesn't help to be Osek B'inyan Kedushin, that beforehand they're discussing it and then they do Kedushe B'inyan. And the reason he writes is that the Eidim don't see the Bia itself. Since the Eidim don't see the Bia itself, you can't have just a Sukkim B'inyan Kedushin. He has to have an explicit Amira. And we have to understand what the Beis Shmuel means. When he's speaking about it, and then he gives her money, when they're talking about the Kedushin, he gives her money that works. It's considered like Amira. And so Amira by Kedushay Bia, it also should be effective. Even though they don't see the Maisa Bia, the Furish, but the fact that they're talking about it should be enough. So why does it not work? If he does an Amira by Ma'aseh Bia, then it's a good Kedushin. He does an Amira by Ma'aseh Bia, and then they're Mesiached, and he does what he does, and they're married, even though the Eidim don't see the actual Bia. So if the explicit Amira works, then why can't a Sukkim Bo Sewinyan also work? But they're just discussing getting married. And if it works by Sukkim, works by Kedushay Kesef, why shouldn't it work by Kedushay Bia? So would it appear that Hayimidaber, if it's an umdina tova, ain't a beirur gamur. So it is an umdin. It's a good assumption that if they're medaber and then he gives her money, he means to marry her. If they're medaber and then he goes to have beer with her, it's a good assumption that he's doing it l'shem kedushin. But ain't a beirur gamur. It's not an absolute beirur. Kamo yichud shehem edei bia. She said Dover Borer. Like Yichud. Where if they are Mesiached and then the two people stand outside, when they have Bia, they know they're going in to have Bia, so that's good enough. That's a Dover Borer. Because that we say that Eidei Yichud are Eidei Bia, because Vadei Ba'aleh, that's only begavna in an instance, She'oimer she'mesiached imo l'shem kedushay Bia. He says that he's being mesiached with her for the sake of Kiddushe Bia. And then it's borer, then it's clear that there's a Bia here. But where the Yichud is Stam, Ein Zeh Bechlal Safek Ala Bia. K'moshe Ein Oysem Ala Yichud. When they're just Mesyached, you can't assume that there was an act of intercourse over here. Just like we don't aser ala yichud, right? When a married woman is misyachid with a man, she doesn't automatically become aser to her husband. Kinui stira, there's a whole maisa there, but in general, a woman has yichud with a man, you don't assume that there was anything inappropriate that happened. We're not giving them a medal or a monument, but you can't assume that there was bia. So, it also applies. The single girls, misyachid with this man, you can't assume bia unless they're explicit beforehand that they're going to be having bia l'shem kedushin. So it emerges that if he says lehedya that he's misyachid to be mekadesh bebia, that's a beirur that there was bia, and if it's effective even though they don't see mashenkin bohim medaber, since it's just a good umdina, it emerges that lo rak al haratzen bekedushin abayumdina, like amal etzem ha'maisa bia tanim umdina. Not only is there an umdina, and if they're just medaber, they're just discussing it, but there's no explicit amira of kedushin, it's only an umdina tova. Not only on their will to get married is an umdina, but even on the etzem maisa bia there's an umdina, because lu yitzuyer that hagam shei medaber ein arotze lekadesh ein kam gan maisa bia biyichud zeh. So if we only have an umdina and their ratzon to get married, so therefore we also only have an umdina on the fact that there was a maisa bia. If he doesn't do an explicit amira, and there's just medaber ima, so that's just an umdina tova. So that means that we're left with an umdina not only on their ratzon to get married. We're left with a pretty good umdina, but not a beru gamar, just a pretty good assumption that there was an actual maisabiyah. We're not sure there was a maisabiyah. And that's different than hayimadabirim aliske gitin vikidushin bekesef. Sharom vadai shenaisin la kesef. There we saw the giving of the kesef. We just don't know why 100%, but we saw the giving of the money, and their adim, who saw something that requires an explanation. So the umdino of hayimadabir ima, that they saw, the kedushin hayimadabir ima, is going to be effective to say that they saw kedushin, because we have the hayimadabir ima, which is an umdina tova, and then we saw an actual giving of money, which is a pure maisa kedushin. So that's sufficient for us. But if the umdina has to bring us to a place that we don't know if there was a maisa, and we need the umdina to make that there was a maisa kedushin, to create the maisa kedushin, that's too much already. That we don't say. Because here we need the umdina that there was bechlal a maisa bia. Aval im umdina tzricha liyot sheyesh bechlal maisa leka dina da yemadaber klal. But if the umdina has to be that there was bechlal a maisa, there's no din of hayemadaber, because if just hayimadaber, and we're not sure they actually had a maisa bia, that's not enough. Only by kesef kedushin, where there's an umdina that he gave her, that there was an umdina that they want to get married, and then he actually gave her money. So there, that umdina is enough to make them married, because we saw the maisa of nesinas hakesef. But here, we didn't see the maisa bia b'chlal. We just have an umdina on the maisa bia. What, an umdina that there was b'chlal a maisa kedushin here? That's not enough for us. We need to know that there was a Maisa Kedushin, and then it needs an explanation. Was this for Kedushin or not? So for that, an Umdina is enough. But if we need an Umdina to enable us to assume that there was Bechlal a Maisa Kedushin, that we don't go that far. And that's why the Beit Shmuel writes that it's called Mekadesh Belo Edim. If they were medaber ima liske kedushin, and then he had a maisa bia, the Beis Shmuel says that's mekadesh lo edim. They didn't see anything. They didn't see anything because they didn't see a maisa kedushin. All they have is an umdina that there was bechal a maisa kedushin. That's already too much. So the Beis Shmuel didn't decide that this is the absolute halacha, and the Mavur Barambam Shemahani kedusha biya b'hayim medaber, because we can say that hayim medaber is a beirur gomer, not an umdana, but the ikar asvara is a correct yisod. The ikar svara is a correct yisod. That where we only know about the actual maisa via an umdana, that is called mekadesh below Adam. B'chein muchach zeh midivrei Rashi b'reish mesechtin, and this is also muchach from Rashi at the beginning of our mesechta. Legabei kedushei kesef v'shtar, it's enough when he says harei mekudeshesli, and by bia he has to say b'bia zu. So what's the difference? A lot of people ask. So as Rabbi Akiva Eger, why does he have to say li b'bia? Rein on mekadesh lachaveru b'bia. What does he have to say li? He's going to have to sleep with this woman for the sake of his friend, that he should be married to her. We're Jews. We don't do that stuff, and if we do, we really shouldn't. So that's not. Why should he have to say li? Of course, it's li. If there's going to be bia here, so it's a umdana that he's mekadesh la'atzmo. So based on what we said, it would appear that even though by kesef he doesn't have to say, it's not because it's a bearer that he's mekadesh b'kesef. Rather, there's an umdana. As long as we see the maisa, we can give it the explanation based on our umdana. When it comes to bia, there's an umdana on the ratzon l'kadesh b'bia. So not only is there an umdana on the ratzon l'kadesh b'bia, but there's also an umdana on the etzem ha'bia. Was there a maisa bia at all? So therefore, we could say the same thing about Kiddushei, saying Li, that if he doesn't say Li, so then we're not sure there was an actual Bia. Only when he's Mekadesh for himself, when he explicitly says Li, then you can also then it's clear, then it's a bearer that he did a maisabiyah. But if he doesn't say li, there's no bearer that he did a maisabiyah, because we're not actually seeing the biyah. Whereas when it comes to kesef, when he gives, we see him actually giving the money, so we can assume that the kedushin is to him. So you're right, if he has biyah, there's an umdana that the bia is for his sake and not for anybody else's sake. It could be Kiveger as, but who knows if it was Bechal a bia? We have to come onto an umdana to say that there was a bia. But if he says li, then that makes it clear that he wants to, that's a beirur gomer, that he actually did a maisa bia. Because he said li, like that's a clear lashon. So that clear lashon of li also allows us to say that there was a maisa bia b'chlal. But if he doesn't say li, then there's no beirur b'chlal that there was a bia. Just as an umdana that there was a bia and that the bia was for him. But you can't marry with just umdanas if you don't see the maisa. So by kesef, when you see the maisa, you don't need the li, but you know that it's for him. But by bia, that we don't actually see the maisa bia, so if he doesn't say li, then all we're left with is our umdana that it's for him and that there was a maisa bia. Chlal. Okay, terrific, but that's not enough for us, because if we didn't see the actual maisa, umdana is not enough. We need a beirur gomer, and therefore he has to say li. That's what I'm understanding is the mahalach to explain this Rashi. So now we understand the Rashba. There's a difference between nasa and huva amrahi. Shagam zein zeh al umdana la rotz and betzem akedushin v'lo ave beirur gomer kamira mamish. That even though it's only an umdana and the desire to have kedushin, When? It's Nasan Huvamrahi. She did the Amira. So it's not a Beiru Gamur Kamira Mamish. But since we see the Maisa, that there's an Umdana together with this Maisa, it's going to be effective that through the Umdana we're seeing a Maisa Gamur. So as far as Hadas Edom are concerned, when it's Nasan Huvamrahi, they are witnessing a good Kedushin. When it comes to Hadas Edom, you're right. We only have an Umdan on the Ratzon because she did the Amira. It's not a Beiru Gamur. But since they see the Maisa together with the Umdana, so that's going to be effective, that's going to be enough. But as we said before, in the previous shir, that the Baal has to do a Maisa and to make it into a Maisa Kesef, a Maisa Kinyan Kesef, so therefore he has to do the Amira. But as far as the Eidim witnessing it, the Eidim witnessed it with this Umdana together with the concrete Maisa. Mashen came b'medin arev. The Kenyan is through Hanal, the Shita Salman, the Havikilu Kibli, Hi Amois. Zerakim Yodim Shosu Lashem Kedushin Dida, Hare Bezeshin Noisim Lashani, Hukin Noisim La, the Have Kiroim Borer Maisa Kedushin. But that's not like a Kenyan Arev, Medin Arev. Medin Arev is the Kenyan is Aide Hana, that she gets, that he listened to her. And according to the Sheet of those who say it's as if she received the money, that's only if we know that he's doing it for the sake of her Kedushin. So when he gives it to the other person, it's like giving it to her, and we're seeing a clear Maisa of Kedushin. Mashen Kain Kishino Saint Bistam. Mashen Kain, when he gives it Bistam, Luyehi. The Ika Umdina Aval Akshav Asafik Sheshalav Umdina Inarak Baratzana Kedushin Elegami Miesh Maisen Asina Lidida Klal The main Kabanaso Klal Lasses Mishuma Mirasa Ella Lasses Liploni Matana After Nasan Atal Piami Ras Aintel Umdina Avalo Beirur Hold the Havirak Umdina Ala Maisa Loi Mahani Vavi Makadish Beloy Aidim Mardik. That when he gives Stam, if he doesn't do an Amira, so okay, there's an Umdana. Even if you say that there's an Umdana, that he means it for Kedushin. But now the suffix is not only in his Ratzon for Kedushin, but even if there was a Maisa Nesina to her at all. Because again, who's he doing? What's he doing? He's giving the money to somebody else. So we have to depend on this Umdana to make it a Maisa Nesina for her. If he gives her the money directly, then we're cool with Umdanas because we saw an actual Maisa Kedushin. But if he gives the money to somebody else and we need an Umdana to assume that it's like she's getting the money, so then we're depending on the Umdana to make the Etzem Maisa Kedushin. We saw by Bia that doesn't work. We don't rely on Umdanas when we don't see the actual Maisa Kedushin. Here, giving the money to somebody else isn't an actual Maisa Kedushin. Giving the money to somebody else, we need to rely on an Umdana to make it a Maisa Kedushin. It's not a Beirur. That's not going to be enough. That's like Mekadesh Below Edom. And according to this, the reason the Rashba says here that by Arev, what's the problem? The problem is we lack Hadas Eidim. So when he actually gives her the money directly, Nasan Huva Amrahi, so she says, and he gives her the money. So there we have an Umdana that he's doing a Maisik, that he wants to marry her, that he has a Ratzon for Kedushin. We saw the actual Maisik Kedushin, he gave her money. And we have an Umdana that it was Lashem Kedushin, even though she did the Amira. So that's not Mekadesh below Eidim. So there, the Heilige Rashba writes, the Chisaron is Kiyikach. What's the Chisaron of Kiyikach? That the Baal has to make this Kesef and the Kesef Kinyan through his Amira. But Midin Arev, it's not Shaykh to have a Chisaron of Kiyikach. as we explained in the previous shir, because there's no actual money being given here. So that you, because she's getting married, how according to the Rashba, with the Hana. So if there's no money, then there's no chisaron of the Baal not turning the money into kesef kinyan. So here we have another problem. The reason is that it's a suffik be'ikar ha'maisa. It's a suffik be'ikar ha'maisa. That if he gave it l'shem kiddushin, she was mekabelas hana. And if it was l'shem matana, then she wasn't receiving anything. And in such a case, where we only have an umdana, that there was a maisa, that's called mekadish below Eden. So when he gives it to the third party, based on what she says, and he doesn't do the amira, so we have a pretty good umdana that he's doing it in order to marry her, but it's not 100%. So this umdana has to create a maisa kedushin. Because if he doesn't mean to marry, there's no maisa kedushin at all. So again, if you have a maisa kedushin, a concrete maisa kedushin, then we're cool with umdanas on the ratzah. But if you don't have a concrete maisa kedushin, you need an umdana to make it into a maisa kedushin, that's already too much. And that's exactly what's happening in the Arif case. So therefore the Rashba says that in the Arif case, we lack hadas eidim. They didn't witness a proper Maisa Kedushin. Now, Reb Shimon in the Shari Yosha is Tamea that if the Rashba is correct in his Hezber that there's no Edim, so what's the Tzadah Suffolk that it should be effective? There are no Edei Re'iyah here. So based on what we explained, not that the Rashba writes that it's a Suffolk is only in the case where he actually gave the money. Where he gave the money and she did the Amira, there there's a Suffolk. But b'din orev v'amrehi b'vada, it's not kedushin. There are no way, there's no kedushin. In the Tshuvas HaRashba on Tafreshut Gimel, he's done linyan ha'yimadaber v'nosni hilo. They're talking about inyani kedushin, and then she gives him money. So is that effective? It's an adam chashuv where that's considered giving her when he receives. And he suggests that it should be ineffective. Because it's like Makadesh below Edim. And the explanation is that even though there's an umdina, that they were talking about Kedushin, and then she gave him something, so there's she's receiving by giving. But since Hayimadabir is not a Beirur Kamira Mamish, like we have from the Beis Shmuel, like a Bei Adam Choshuv, where there's a suffix, is he Makabalit L'Shem Kedushin or L'Shem Pikadon? L'shem matana, so that it should be she's giving him, and then she gets hanah that she gave to him, and that should be for kedusha. But it might also be l'shem pikadon, like the Rashba says. So it's a suffik. So we have a suffik on the etzem maisa kedushin. If you have a suffik on the etzem maisa, are you witnessing here a maisa kedushin, and you need an umdana to say that it is a maisa kedushin b'chlal? That's going to be no good. And therefore, the hayimadaber and then her giving is if he gives her, then they saw an actual maisa. If he says an explicit amira, then and then she gives to him, so then they saw an actual maisa kedushin. Because there you have an explicit amira, you don't have to come on to umdinas to make it into a maisa kedushin. Where there's not an explicit amira, they're just talking about daber, so it's an umdina, it's a good umdina that this is l'shem kedushin that she's giving to him. But since it's not borrow, you need an umdana to get there, that it's a maisa kedushin. B'chlal, they're witnessing a maisa kedushin. The Rashba says that might not be effective. So if this mahalach is correct, we can answer a whole slew of kashas, and maybe we will get there in the kima de kashir, as they say in Portuguese. So Baruch Hashem, we saw an aflos mamish, mitaris Hashem, and it gives me such hana to share this with you, and hopefully we will... God should give us life and simcha and hope and everything we need to continue. Financial means. Lo modu lamed lishma v'lasa. So l'kayim is called the very sound of the rest of the heaven. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.